Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's move on to something way, way more pleasant, and that is the fact that Ronnie G is with us in studio. So normally we've got to talk to him on the phone, and especially him being based in Cape Town. Absolutely awesome that he has joined us this morning. A very, very good morning to you, and to Rob, who is joining as well with some musical accompaniment.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Have you ever seen this time of the morning before?
Not really.
This is I was going to say.
New day, new things.
You're on a different time zone to me. You know, I'm the guy leaving weddings early because I've got to be up at 4 and you're kind of starting to settle in at that point.
Yeah, this is... It's nice to see sunrise.
Mm, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. But my voice sounds a little bit deep, but it's all good.
Listeners love that. They love it when you get a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
Listeners go wild.
Okay, cool. So I'll keep it in the lower range there.
Absolutely. Okay, so firstly, it's fantastic that you are here today. You've recently released new music, which is awesome. Tell us about it.
So, yeah, we just came, just put out an album called Under the Chuppah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the songs that we've been doing for the last 10 years, let's say. But people have come to love them. A lot of classics that we've reimagined, rearranged. And I just wanted to put it out, you know, for people to enjoy and also for people to use as a resource. You know, sometimes... It's a small, intimate wedding. Sometimes people can't necessarily afford a band or a singer, and it's something that they can
That's
use.
That's amazing.
So, and I had yesterday. I was at a wedding, and someone came up to me. They said they were they had a pretty bad accident, and in rehab, every single night she put on the headphones and just listened to music, and it really got her through the therapy and the rehab, and that. I was like, I got chills like listening to that.
That's incredible. What is it you think about the power of music in terms of healing, in terms of just the impact, the positive impact that it has? And I can see this. If we play something very down tempo, we take our listeners down with us, and then we bring them back up with other music. It's hugely powerful.
Yeah, it's just bypassing the head kind of and going straight to the soul. And
so should we do that? Should we go straight to the song?
Yeah, we can.
Let's do a bit of that.
I'll start off with the first song, which is the first song off the album, Under the Chuppah, which is a classic I just forgot who composed it. But it should be there. Yitzi Waldner, yeah, for Jakob Schwecki, yeah. So it's an old song.
Yes.
But we just gave it a bit of an African intro.
Right.
And... And Rob is here on the guitar.
Beautiful.
Meher Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu. Ishama Beare Yehuda Uvechutso Yerushalayim Uvechutso Yerushalayim Meheira Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Ishama Beare Yehuda Uvechutso Yerushalayim Uvechutso Yerushalayim Wow, it's early. Kol sason Vekol simcha Kol chata Vekol kala Kol mitzara Chatani ונערים עם אשתי נגינתם כל ששון simcha, simcha ako, chatan, v'kokolo, komitzalo, chatanim mechupatan, v'nearim imishtei, neginatan, v'nearim imishtei, Niginata. Oh yeah.
There we go. You even got studio audience
well, thank
on
you
their
all
feet.
For coming out.
Right, so bright and early. Absolutely beautiful. Just the I'm fascinated how the South African or African element has been received internationally. We love it. It kind of talks to us as South Africans. And I always wonder how it translates sometimes to a new, for example, a religious New York audience where they're quite insular. And that's putting it in very gently and like what they like. How does it work?
Yeah, but I think it's changed a lot. Like, people are just getting out. South Africa is quite on the map at the moment.
Mm.
In Cape Town, constantly getting, tourists and visitors, especially from the in the religious market. They've discovered that there's kosher in Africa.
Really?
And,
who knew? Yeah.
And, especially in Cape Town, which is a smaller community than Joburg, but it's quite an amazing infrastructure. I mean, yes, we'd love a few more restaurants, of course, but... just the fact that you can pick up Shabbos from like four different places. And obviously there's the, tourism and the kosher safari kind of...
And that's becoming bigger and bigger.
A lot of people, yeah. And a lot of people coming out, a lot of people coming, living in Cape Town, the Chazan and the Garden Shul, which is on the same campus as the Great Synagogue, as the same campus as, the kosher restaurant, as the Jewish Museum. So we get a lot of tourists in that hub, in that space, in the campus. Constantly seeing a lot of, long pass and other things.
Well, it was interesting because I was at a game lodge, at a kosher game lodge recently, and there was this group of, maybe 11 guys that travel every year, very Hasidic from Brooklyn, and that was, this is where they were, that safari and then Cape Town.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that.
It's becoming
and
much
because
more
of that,
trendy.
They're getting exposed a lot. So my point in that, I suppose, is that they discovered like Africa in a big way, South Africa, and music as well. Because these days, obviously, with social media and everything, things can change in an instant. And I've performed. We have performed for. I remember last Pesach on Saturday night. Motzei Pesach. We had a, we went to in Stellenbosch, a fancy resort, and we performed with the Kailich Mambazo Choir,
awesome.
which I sing with a lot. And we did, and these guys were loving it off their feet. So I think, look, again, music is something different, something unique, it's something fresh for them, and they love it. So again, in the beginning, obviously, when I did it, I didn't think necessarily, but actually, please God, soon I'll be able to take them overseas. And it was, they do a tour in Amsterdam. It was very close just with the dates and just organizing visas. Almost did a show in London, but kind of please God, do something in America. And I think it'd be an amazing hit because, something fresh for them. And also the community that is kind of, often with politics, very polarized, and this is a great unity show.
It really is, and nothing does it quite like music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, timing it, I wish you could be on for longer, but we do have, I'm going to insist on another song, especially when I look at some of the responses. Beautiful, love this music. Wow, magnificent. It goes on and on. So let's not deprive listeners of another song. This is Khoniji in a studio. Khoniji and Rob Jeffries in a studio. He's on the guitar. Khoni is...
I'm on the triangle.
On the triangle. Yes, that also. What you got for us?
Okay, we're going to do a classic called Le Dor Vador
Generation to generation.
Yeah, exactly. We sing it every Shabbat with a choir. And so we recorded on our first album called 5780, which I know you play a lot because I keep on getting messages. Oh, Howard, just play this. And I'm like, oh, thank you very much. A lot of times.
We do. We're big fans, yeah.
And please God, going to record some original music for the next album, which we're really excited about. Le tovado nagi gad lecha ulenetzach netzachim kedushatcha nakdish le tovado לטובתו נגיד גדלך ולנצח נצחים קדושתך נקדיש בשבחך אלוקינו מפינו לא ימוש לעולם ועד כי כמלך קדום וקדוש אתה לטוב אדו נגיד God lecha ulenetzach netzachim kedushat